BBC Radio Leicester.
Coming up to 23 minutes past four. Now, there's no doubt over the last couple of weeks, children across Leicestershire have been returning to school for the first time in months, and it's been a slightly different experience. For some, things might be a little bit different because of COVID-19, but for children at the Dixie Grammar Junior School and Nursery in Wellsborough, they're now entering what is a brand new building. Joining us now is head teacher Emma Billington. How are you, Emma, first of all?
Hello, I'm fine, thank you.
And how is the start of the new term? Because it's quite challenging with COVID-19 anyway, isn't it?
It is, but do you know what? It's gone absolutely brilliantly. Our children have bounced back in. They were so ready to be back into school. They've loved coming into our new building, albeit it's all a little bit different, but they have. They've skipped in, which has been delightful for us.
In a strange sort of way, has COVID-19 helped? I mean, have the builders been able to make better progress during lockdown?
They have. They had problems with supplies and things because obviously supply chains have all been interrupted. But it did make it slightly easier to be able to get on with the build. But we were open throughout lockdown, as many schools were. We had key worker children in every day, including the holidays, but we were able to manage it around the builders as well. But I think what was most important out of it all is that, yes, we've got this brand new building and the children have bounced back in, but I think the reason they bounced back in was, a brilliant new environment, first-class facilities. But they bounced in because we'd kept that contact with them throughout lockdown. I saw them twice. I visited their houses, socially distanced. We sent work home. We were in contact with them every day, by Zoom every week. So that pastoral support was there throughout. So these are the youngest children in the school that came back after so many months off to back to school, back to a new building, and we have no tears on day one, and haven't had any. So.
And was there ever a concern, that the thing might be halted for quite some time because of lack of supplies or similar?
Yeah, there was. There was huge problems with getting plaster. There was obviously problems with contractors where, people had been furloughed, understandably. So it had to be a real team effort to get the building finished and ready, not only from the company that were employed in doing it, but from our own premises team as well, to working weekends, to get the groundwork done, etc. Because, inevitably there were delays that were unexpected, and work was sort of moved around accordingly to cover that as well.
So what do the children make of the new building?
Oh, they love it. I think the only downside is because we're operating in bubbles at the moment, that they're the only bubble that has been able to really go in there and enjoy it, and the others want to all come and have a good old look, and they can't at the moment. But they absolutely love it. It's all about open space. It's all about, we're in a really good location overlooking the fields, and it's making the most of all of that. We've set up as well so that if we go into lockdown again, or if we have children off and we have to teach them remotely, because of how we're set up with smart boards in there, but also across the whole school up to, we're 3 to 18 actually at Dixie, we're set up so that if children are at home, they can be part of the lesson still. We can use streaming to have them in the class to converse with the teacher and be part of their class, so they've still got that academic and pastoral support, even if they do have to isolate at home, or if we do have to have bubbles of children at home, with looking at what's happening elsewhere at the moment.
Yeah, that's already happening, isn't it? I heard that you've got a couple of pupils who are already watching and taking part in lessons from South Africa.
We have indeed, We have two pupils that were due to start the school and to move over, but obviously have had that restriction in place. So they're actually joining A-level classes from South Africa at the moment, which is just amazing. They've been able to start their Dixie careers already. And we're looking at doing that for any children that need it at the moment. So.
Very long time ago, I was lucky enough to be one of the students, the very first students in a brand new college, secondary education college. And to this day, I can still remember, if I close my eyes, the smell of the new building and, you know, how pristine it was. And that's, I mean, it's a silly thing, but it does make such a difference, doesn't it?
It really does, yeah. It just, they walk in, they're ready for the day, you know, the resources, everything in there is brilliant. And it's a very warm and welcoming place anyway, Dixie. And then, yeah, it is just a building, but it adds to that feeling, of course, doesn't it? And, yeah, they're really enjoying it, so...
And obviously the staff welcome it as well, because it's always nice to work and teach in a new, pristine environment, isn't it?
They do, absolutely. It's a bit of a fight now over who gets to teach in reception class. But we're really lucky that we've had a continuing programme of development at the site. We've got, you know, we've not that long ago had new sports ground in Market Bosworth. We've upgraded classrooms. We opened a new music building a couple of years ago. And now, of course, we've got this fabulous space for reception as well. So we're constantly trying to reinvest for our children to have the best facilities that we can for them. But yeah, the staff do like it as well.
I have to say as well that in the environment we're in at the moment with COVID-19, you know, maybe the extra space will help you to social distance more. And it's a lot easier, isn't it, to keep a brand new building clean and hygienic.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're operating at the moment with year group bubbles, as many schools are, and we are lucky that we have the space and having the new build with the space there. We've extended the garden that they have as well. It means that we've not had to restrict our school day in any way. So our collection and drop-offs haven't had to squeeze the day because we've not had to stagger playtimes and dinner times. We've got the space for the children to use. And what's actually been a really nice thing as a result of all this as well, and you know, we all focus on the positives, is I meet every child in the morning when they arrive at school because we meet them from their cars. So to ease it for parents haven't got to get out and come on site. And it's so lovely to have that interaction with them straight away in the morning. And I think that's another reason why they've all come back in so brilliantly. And we haven't had the anxiety or the tears is because we're there to welcome them.
Great news, Emma. Thank you so much for talking to us today. And I hope the kids and the teachers thoroughly enjoy the new building and the new term goes ahead without any issues with COVID-19. Emma Billington, the head teacher there at the Dixie Grammar Junior School and Nursery in Wellsborough out in the county.